All right, guys, we're back. The Captain's Log with Dr. Dollar. It's a big topic we have today, Dr. Dollar. Oh, and we have a new co-host back there. Jennifer, she's taking place at Kelsey. She's
hey, Jennifer.
Our question, she's going to be like the proctor. She's going to be giving us all the questions, and we have to answer them. Because I have all the knowledge, of course, and I'll let you chime in, Doc, whenever we get going.
Yeah, I'm sharing it on Facebook.
Okay, this is the flu shot, right? This is a big subject. I couldn't believe it. I posted it. Well, should I get the flu shot? All of a sudden, everybody's questioning me. They're telling me no. They're saying yes, of course. Everybody's got an opinion. You know what they say about opinions, right?
Of course.
Yeah, that's what I hear. But let's hear what's going on. All right, so. So what do we got going on? It's the flu season.
It is. And, yeah. And you know, you haven't gotten the flu shot
yet. I'm not yet, no.
What about your kids?
Well, actually, they both did.
Yeah.
So they both did. But yeah. I'm on the fence because I got to listen to the doctor.
All right. So my job is to try to convince you. And let's see if I'm going to do a good job.
Okay.
And you'll make a decision at the end whether you want to have the flu shot or not. I'm excited about this.
I'm very excited. I can't stand it. That's I can barely drive. It's amazing. All right, so what's that question, Jennifer? The first question we have today.
When should I get the flu shot?
When should you get the flu shot?
Yeah, what
so
do you think?
The best time is right now. So beginning of September or October is the best time to get it, early during the season. So the flu season, the flu comes from the word influenza. That's the name of the virus.
Yeah.
And the flu season is starting in September, end of September, towards March or April, during the winter time.
And the reason why I get it in now is why?
Okay, very good question. So why is the flu season more common in the winter time?
Yeah.
It's more common because more people are indoor, they are close contact. In addition, the humidity is the right humidity. You need low humidity for the virus to survive. Brian,
can it live? Like if I sneeze and then I touch something?
Yes.
It lives.
Yes, it's not very finicky. So I can pass it to you by coughing towards you. I can pass it to you if we share a fork or anything like that. So it's an airborne virus.
Okay.
Brian, just for your information.
I'm very white today, Doc. Wait, before you answer this question, why am I so white? I don't know what's going on here.
A little pale. I think he's nervous.
You, I don't know
he's
what
nervous
it is.
He's nervous about what I'm going to
Maybe
tell
you. Maybe that's a little better. Let's see. All right.
So, Brian, okay. 80,000 Americans die every year from the influenza virus, from the flu virus. 80,000. You know how many people die from car accidents?
No.
40,000 Americans die from car accidents.
Wow.
What percent of the people in America wear a seatbelt, what you and I are wearing right now?
It's a lot. I don't know everyone.
9 out of 10. Everybody should, but 9 out of 10 people wear the seatbelt. But only 20 to 30% of the people have the influenza vaccine.
Wow.
So we're going to talk about why you should, the same reason that you should wear the seatbelt, you should get the influenza vaccine.
You coming right out of the gate saying I should get it?
I am going to
listen to this.
You should get it, definitely.
If you have comments or questions and you want to know about this, you better post them right here because we're listening. We can see it today. We're all set up. All right, Jennifer, let's hear. What's the next question?
How effective is the flu shot?
Yeah, how effective is it?
Great
I don't want to put myself through all this torture.
Great question. So the flu vaccine is not extremely effective.
Oh, good.
It's only 60% effective. Now, Brian, 60% is better than nothing. If I told you, you know, that you need $1,000 a week to live on, and I tell you, you know what, Brian, I can give you $600, would you take the $600 or zero?
Oh.
You would take the $600, right?
I like that.
You are going to take the $600. It's better than nothing.
This is true.
So overall, I mean, it's true that it's not 100% effective, but overall, 60% is better than zero. And people that get the flu vaccine, even when they develop the flu, their symptoms are much less. And the duration of the disease is much less.
So why all the haters? Why so many people? No, it's got eggs in it. It's this, that, the other thing. Come on.
So some of it is conspiracy theory.
It's
some
conspiracy.
And I understand conspiracy
theory. Floridians love a good conspiracy
theory. Love it.
You guys love it.
And you know, some of it is the fault because when you mandate something, you put fear in people. When you say you have to do it or you should do that, especially when it comes from the government.
Yeah.
Because people, again, don't trust the government to tell them, whether it's the CDC or the government is saying you have to do this. You always say, why they're making me do something. But sometimes, really, the government really doesn't care about you that much. you know, they really want...
They care about me, Doug. They care about me.
I know, very much.
They have to keep the captain's log afloat.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. But overall, there's no... I don't really think there is any conspiracy here. I really think that, again, if we didn't have 80,000 Americans die every year from the influenza virus, it's a different story. But we do have that significant number of people.
And how effective you think that would be at lowering that rate? You don't do the flu, so you have nothing to gain from this, right? Nothing.
No. I have
We're
zero.
We're not promoting it because he doesn't make money on it.
I'm not giving the flu injection. I went to Publix 2 weeks ago and got the flu shot myself. I don't give it to
Did you have a sore
patient.
Throat or tickle? I've heard some people say, oh, this year it made me sick.
Great question.
Yeah, right?
Great question. Yeah. So I think one of the audience asked that question, you know, can you get the flu from the flu vaccine? So the answer is absolutely no. The flu
They're
vaccine
full of baloney.
Full of baloney. The flu
full
vaccine is inactive vaccine. So it's an inactive virus. So it's
but
not
wait,
an active
I
one.
thought if you do the nose, that's different. Is it not live?
Right.
The spray.
So most people get the injection.
Yeah.
They don't get the airborne one. So most people, unless you tell me, you know what, I'm so phobic of needles,
right.
Which I know you're not, right?
No.
Right. I mean, I've
but
seen
the,
you with needles before.
I think one year the kids got that,
yes.
The spray in their nose.
And that's true. But that's not live, too.
Oh, no?
That's not live, no.
We're alive.
Yeah, we're alive, but that's not
that's
live.
That's not.
So it's an inactive
And I
virus.
Wrote it right there, live on air, so
that's
not
right.
live
well,
on the flu.
Right next to Jennifer.
Yeah.
Jennifer, another question for us.
Okay. If I'm healthy, why do I need the vaccine?
Right.
Yeah.
So a lot of people tell me, you know, I went to get the vaccine and I'm very healthy. I eat very healthy. I exercise. I don't smoke. I don't drink too excessively.
Yeah.
You know, I meditate. You name it, I do it. But again, I can still get the virus itself. I mean, I can be next to Jennifer, and if Jennifer has the influenza and she accidentally coughed next to me, or we share a fork, or we share a spoon, or anything like that, I can get that virus.
It doesn't have to be that. I mean, that's pretty intimate, a fork or a spoon. You could get it from shaking her hand, right?
Well, no,
or no.
Really. No, I cannot get
see,
it from shaking
her hand. What do I know?
If I shake
I know
her hands and then I touch my face, yes, I can.
What if you pick your nose?
Definitely. I
right
can.
Away? Going right
very
in.
Quickly, very quickly. That's like...
Stop picking.
You know, right,
stop,
don't do that.
You shouldn't pick your nose.
Don't do that.
You can pick your friend's nose. Don't pick your own nose.
That's right.
Yeah.
Next question, Jen.
Okay. Is it true that the flu is just a bad cold?
No. So the flu is not a bad cold at all. So I get the cold from, you know, maybe a couple of times during the winter, but it has nothing to do with the influenza virus. So I get the cold. It could be bacterial. It could be I can develop laryngitis like I did, you know, a couple of days ago. But it has nothing to do with the flu.
Why? What is the difference?
Oh, the one. So most type of colds are bacterial
infection. Oh, not viral.
Not viral. This is viral.
Okay.
The influenza is a virus.
So I have a question up here. What are the components?
What are the components of what? Of the vaccine?
Maria, ask us what... Elaborate on the question so we can answer. In the meantime, we'll take another question. Jennifer, hit me with a question. I got all these answers.
Do I need to get the vaccine every year?
Absolutely. You should get the vaccine every year. That virus changes every year. It mutates. So when virus change, they mutate. Viruses have been around for a long time.
Lot of viruses change like this, or just the flu?
No. Most viruses. Viruses are extremely... Viruses and bacteria have been around for millions of years.
Yeah.
You know, human beings, we have been around for only 35,000 years. Bacteria have been around for millions of years. They are smarter than us.
Okay.
And you know, when we are extinct, you know who is going to be around?
Yes.
Bacteria and viruses.
They'll be there.
They are going to be around. They're going to probably have their own podcast. The bacteria podcast.
I'll sell the rights to some few
right.
of them. If they
That's
want
right.
to buy the rights to the captain's log,
Captain,
I'll sell it.
Captain Salmonella. Captain Salmonella and Captain E. Coli.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
Jennifer.
Okay.
You're
ready?
Still on the show, Jen. You're
I
back
know,
here. We got
I
you.
Know.
Come on.
Happen.
We're pulling her along. Here we go. Next question.
I think this is a myth, but can you get the flu from going out in cold weather?
Absolutely not. So every mother tell their son, you know, if you go in the cold weather, if you get your hair wet, or the window is open, you're going to get, you know, the flu. Absolutely not. You cannot get the flu being in the cold. So the flu, you have to be close to somebody that has the influenza virus. so it's airborne. So going in cold weather does not give you a cold at all.
But doesn't it help to be cold so the virus or the bacteria doesn't grow? Why do they keep the hospital so damn cold?
Right, so that's a different story. So it's true. I keep my office extremely cold because certain bacteria don't grow very well. So exactly the opposite of what most people think. So being in the cold does not increase your chances of developing a cold. You know, the word cold, that cold is different than the cold, the bacterial cold.
A cold is not a cold. If it's cold, you're cold.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to say. That's right.
Yeah.
At least you'd write it up.
Okay. You know? Okay, yes, about the components of the vaccine.
Right.
They want to know about the components of the vaccine.
Right. So that's where the tricky part. So a lot of people are worried about not the vaccine itself, but all the preservatives that are associated with the vaccine. Because in certain vaccine, some people think they are related to autism and other diseases other immune... But again, there's not a single study that showed that the influenza vaccine with the components that are associated with preserving it are related to autism.
How can they preserve a Coca-Cola or a Twinkie for 100 years? But we're worried about taking a vaccine that needs to be preserved?
Well, it does. So
it's different?
It is different. So the vaccine has to be in a refrigerated area. So you have to have, so when you go to, for example, Publix or CVS or Walgreens, wherever you get it from your doctor, the doctor keep it in the refrigerated. It has to have a certain temperature. It has to be, you know, it's still inactive, but still it has to, we have to preserve it.
So there's special preservatives in there? That's what the people are
on? That's what people are worried
about.
Okay,
guys, I'm getting a preservative-free vaccine.
Organic.
I'm going 100% organic.
Quinoa.
Yeah.
Quinoa.
Do you know, here's a good fact for you, Doc.
Yes, sir.
What do they use when they farm and it's all organic? What do they use for fertilizer?
I would think, I don't want to use the word shit, but they use shit.
No. No, for fertilizer, yes, I apologize. For pesticide control.
Oh, yes. Well,
do you know what they use?
Yeah, soap?
No.
Some different soaps? No.
They use pig's blood.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They use pig's blood. So don't eat the chemical that,
don't
eat the fertilizer, but just eat the pig's blood. And happy for you vegans that all love to eat all the vegetables.
And if you keep kosher, too bad for you.
Yeah.
Too bad for you.
That's what they use.
Well, I didn't
they
know that.
They spray that on the crops, and that's what they do.
I didn't know that.
See? I talked to the doctor.
Amazing.
Captain for the win.
Amazing.
Hey.
The things he knows.
All right, what's next?
Okay, you ready. So.
What I know could fit in a thimble.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Feed a cold, starve a fever.
Oh, I always say that.
Everybody, every parent says that.
I say that because it sounds
amazing, but it's absolutely not true. So there is no, when you have the cold, when you have a fever, when you have a flu, when you have, drink plenty of fluids no matter what. So don't starve yourself and eat healthy. What are you talking about? Starving
and
not fever.
A lot of dairy, right?
Dairy is
cause
bad
a
for
lot
you
of
to
mucus.
Begin with. Dairy is bad for you to begin with. But beside that, you should eat healthy food. Eat plenty of vegetable, plenty of fruit, have all the vitamins. Eat, you know, take care of yourself, but drink plenty of fluids, get some rest. You know, if you have a fever, take some Tylenol, Advil, Aleve.
We have a question from Shelly. Shelly says, when are we over vaccinating? And what about the superbugs?
Right. So when we're talking about superbugs, we're talking mainly about bacteria.
Okay.
So with antibiotics, when doctors like myself, we used to give antibiotics to everybody. Everybody, you get an antibiotics. You have something, you get an antibiotics.
Right.
As a result, we develop bacteria like E. coli that is resistant to a lot of antibiotics. And that's a big problem. And I understand that completely. But it's different than the flu vaccine. That we are not dealing with over vaccination. There's no such a thing. The only way vaccine work is if majority of the population gets it. It's true for measles. It's true for mumps. If a group of people don't take it, then you can have an outbreak. So it's only true. It's going to work only when the majority of the people are going to take it.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So then we have to usher everybody in to get it. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna sacrifice nothing.
No. But again, you should encourage people. And they do very good job at the school system. At the school system, I know my kids are going to get it, and a lot of workplaces are going to give it for free. A lot of places you can get it for free. So it shouldn't cost you too much. And I know I got it for free at Publix. As a matter of fact, I got a $10 coupon to buy at Publix, even if I get the vaccine. But I did use my insurance, and I'm not sure if they charge my insurance. And I think the maximum they would charge you at Publix is $30 or $40.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Not bad.
Because you miss one day of work.
Absolutely. So how many days when you get the flu, how many days you're going to miss from work? Maybe even 7 days. So up to 7 days if you just have the flu and you didn't go to the hospital, of course. So you are going to have about 7 days off. So that's a lot of time off.
Yeah.
Besides, you know, the comorbidities that are associated with the flu. You know, having the flu, you are at increased risk of other diseases that you can get while you're immunosuppressed.
By the way, how do you like the route I'm taking today, Doc?
I love it.
It's amazing,
I love it.
Right?
We are right now driving by Lowe's parking lot here.
Today, so, I switched it up a little, you know?
I love it. I love the speed bumps and everything.
Yeah,
I love it.
Little,
I love it.
I don't want you to always have Lowe's, the same landscape awesome. Around, you know?
I love it.
Different scenic view for you.
For sure, for
you
sure.
You can get a hot dog today, yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Jen.
Okay.
This is your cue. Ready?
Okay.
Cue the question. Here we go.
So if you do get the flu, about how long does it last?
Right, so the last, we mentioned it's about 7 days, mm-hmm. 6 to 7 days. If you get the flu, drink plenty of fluids, rest, and you're going to be fine a few days later. If you don't get well, you know, go see a doctor, definitely. If things get worse, you have high
That's
fever.
That's a good question. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
It's always, okay, so my argument with my lovely ex-wife, my children's mother,
yeah.
is that she'll always say, no, they don't need to go to the doctor. It's viral. It's bacteria, whatever it is, you know? She's always get some kind of story why she doesn't have to stop her day to take them to the doctor. So then when I get them, I have to take them. But what's the deal? How do you know what it is?
Well, first of all, I don't want to get between you and your ex-wife at all, ever in my life.
Right.
But
I'm just going to send her to you from
now
on.
I know you're my friend. Unfortunately, I'm going to side with your wife. So your kids really don't need to see the doctor right away.
Okay.
I mean, you can
Dr. Dallas, no more.
No
He's
more.
Done.
Than off there.
You deal.
Take him off. Take him off.
You deal with her
right
now.
We are going
on.
To find a new doctor, a psychiatrist, you know. But overall,
there's not enough psychiatrists
overall,
in the
doctor
world,
is not going to do too much for you. Drink plenty of fluids.
Yeah.
Rest. And a few days later, if things don't get better, then go see the doctor.
How many days should we wait?
So it depends. It depends if the kid or the adult is doing better. If things are getting better, you really don't need to see the doctor to begin with.
What about a fever?
If you have a fever, high-grade fever, and you take Tylenol and it doesn't come down, go see the doctor, definitely.
Yeah, for the kids.
For the kids and adults.
Right.
So kids are, you know, high risk. Adults, you know, older people are also high risk.
Wow. All right. Hey, Melissa, how are you? Okay, John, what's going on? All right.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
So, is it safe when you're pregnant to get the flu vaccine?
Yes, the flu vaccine is safe in all three trimesters of pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And I encourage women, especially in their last trimester, to get the flu vaccine. The reason for that is when the baby is born, babies cannot get the vaccine for the first 6 months of their life. You can start getting the vaccine after being 6 months old.
Okay.
So when
but
a mother,
pass on, right?
Correct. When a mother gets the vaccine, she's going to pass it on to the baby. So he's going to be essentially vaccinated the first 6 months. But again, it depends on when the kid, also the baby, is going to be born. If he's going to be born between September and March, definitely.
So here's the question. Why do they say, when you fill out the little form,
right,
have you been sick? Do you sneeze? Are you coughing?
Right.
What is why?
Right.
So, if it's dead.
Remember, a lot of the forms in the doctor's office are made not by doctors, they're made by attorneys. And they want to cover themselves and everything else. Overall, even if you are sneezing and you are a little cold,
so
you can get
lie.
The vaccine.
Just lie.
You and essentially, unfortunately, otherwise they won't give you the vaccine.
Yeah.
And you can get the vaccine. But if you have high-grade fever, you shouldn't get the vaccine. Because if you have a reaction for some reason to the vaccine, we are not going to know. But otherwise, you can, even if you have, you know, a cold, you can get the vaccine.
Okay. That's good, guys. See, you didn't know that. I bet you didn't know that. Hey, Taylor, Harvey, Melissa, what's going on, guys? If you have questions, you can fire them in at us. We can see today because it's a little overcast. It's not super, super sunny.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're safe from the hurricane, but I do wish the best to everybody up north in the panhandle because
sure.
It was rough, very rough. This is the Captain's Log, and we're driving in Fort Myers with Dr. Dollar, and Jennifer's in the back doing all our, she's the proctor of all our questions tonight, asking the questions. We have all the answers. I mean, The knowledge is amazing coming out of my side. Doc, he's doing okay, but you know, I'm trying to hold it down for him. I'm trying to fill in wherever he slips up. I'm picking up the pace. I wanted to tell you something. There's a little bell in the top right hand side, and I always forget to say this. If you check that little bell, you'll get a notification when the captain goes live, and that way you know when we're live. Because people always say, how do I know when you're live? I'm like, well, you should get a notification, right? If you didn't get the notification, that little bell in the top right-hand side, just push it, and you'll get notified right away, like when we go live.
Right.
That's it. I'm done. That's my plug. Okay, Jed, go.
Okay. So what is Tamiflu?
Tamiflu, great.
Yeah.
So, you know, Tamiflu is an antiviral medication that decreases the duplication of the virus. So when virus come, it gets into the system, they start multiplying very, very fast. And Tamiflu will decrease the duplication. So if you take Tamiflu a day or two after you start the symptoms of the virus, of the flu, you are going to decrease the duration of the flu and your symptoms are going to lessen. The problem, it's a little expensive, but it's definitely, as Brian said, you know, as Captain Brian said, even one day that you are going to miss work is a lot of money. And you know, beside the aggravation of being sick.
Interesting.
Do insurances usually pay for the Tamiflu?
It depends. You know, insurance is a tricky thing. Insurance, I call them always fake insurance. Because insurance, they cover you when you don't need them. So you have great coverage when you're healthy.
Right. They got to figure it out.
When you're healthy,
they?
You have great coverage. So you have a high deductible, and then you have a co-insurance, and you pay about $1,500 a month, and they don't cover things that you really need, like Viagra.
Right. Everybody needs that.
Who doesn't need Viagra? Exactly. They don't cover Viagra. Can you believe they don't cover Viagra?
I am not a big fan.
You know?
I can't believe it.
Me too.
Doctor. You're doing the work of the Lord, Doc. You really are. keeping it hard for everybody. All right, here we go.
So, I don't want to get the flu, so what can I do to boost my immune system?
What can you do to boost? Oh, that's great. That's a great captain, you know, podcast overall. What can we do to boost our immune? Captain Brian and I, we talked about it a lot.
Right.
So the first thing is stay healthy. How do you stay healthy? Eat healthy. Whatever you put in your mouth, if you put crap, you're going to feel like crap. So take vegetables and fruit and don't eat fast food and make your own meal. And you know, if you like eggs, have a couple of eggs and have an apple a day will keep the doctor away. Absolutely.
I did. You know what? Speaking of which, I have not done the apple cider. I got to start. I've three times I forgot to buy it.
Overall, Brian.
I got to do the apple cider with the mother.
Yes, with the mother. But overall, you are very health conscious.
Yeah.
You take care of yourself. You exercise. You really try to do whatever it takes to stay healthy. You're lean. So number one is eat healthy. Number two, drink plenty, plenty of water. Always. Hydration is the solution for most of the pollution. So the more you drink, the better off you are. 70% of our body is made out of water. Our cells thrive in water.
So we're making memes out of this right now. Hydration is the what? I gotta hear this again.
So hydration is the solution for the pollution.
See? He's got all these little sayings, guys. It's amazing. You can't go wrong listening to this podcast.
And there's nothing better than water. Try to avoid the sodas of the world. And no matter what, if it's diet soda or not diet soda, it's bad for you. Okay, yeah. So plenty, plenty of water.
About these LaCroix? I hate drinking those.
So
sorry, guys. They're not sponsoring the podcast, so I can let them know. It's not my favorite.
So that's not a bad thing.
Really?
So out of all the sodas in the world, that LaCroix and all these, you know, that has just a hint of something, but doesn't have any additives. And that's what I look at. I want it to have nothing in it.
Right. So you want to be able to understand what's on the label.
Absolutely. If it has a lot of chemical, that's bad for you. If it's a preservative, it's bad for you. All this stuff are bad for you. Water with a hint of a fruit, that's okay. No problem. But you can do it yourself. I mean, get a bottle of water and cut the tangerine and put it inside. You don't squeeze the tangerine. Just put the hint. It's delicious. Put a few mint leaves. Excellent.
Little cucumber.
A little cucumber.
Jalapeno.
Absolutely.
Very fresh.
Jalapeno.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Really?
Jennifer, really? That's
wow.
What you do?
Yes, we've done that.
That's a hot, she's like a hot tamale.
We have done that?
Yes,
you're saying
we
have. We
as at the office, we put hot peppers in
jalapenos.
Wow.
In the water.
I didn't know. Wow. That's why spicy. I feel like I feel like the
Dr. caliente. Spicy.
Caliente.
Yes.
Fuego.
All right. Next, Jen. What do we got?
Jennifer asked a question
about
what can I do to increase my immune system. So one, eat healthy. Yeah. Number two, hydrate. Number three, don't do certain things. For example, don't smoke, of course. Number four, exercise. When you exercise, you increase your energy. You're going to increase your immune system. It's good for your brain. It's good for your body. It's absolutely good for you.
You got to bring your heart rate up. Yes. 140, you said.
You do. You have to break a sweat. You cannot. I mean, I know a lot of people in Florida, they play golf. They feel like that's an exercise.
Right.
Unfortunately, you know, playing golf and having, you know, a jug of vodka tonic in your hand while you're playing golf doesn't cut it.
Yeah, that's not.
It's not really.
That's not very.
It's entertaining. I'm sure it's entertaining.
Yes.
I'm sure it's entertaining, but it's not a good aerobic exercise. It's completely anaerobic.
Correct.
Yes.
Exactly.
So if you get sick, should you exercise or should you rest?
So if you get sick, you should rest. So in the last 3-4 days, I rested. Even though I had laryngitis, I didn't have anything more than that. But I rested. I drank plenty of fluids and I rested.
Why do you always hear that people, I got to go to the gym, work it out. I'm going to sweat it out.
Absolutely.
There's no such thing as sweat
now. No such a thing as sweating. You know, you should rest. Rest is a great thing when you have a cold, when you have a flu.
Don likes to spoon me.
Find another.
I
want to
see that.
He makes
you
feel better.
go to a different bedroom if you have another bedroom in your house, you know, and rest.
Did we get all your questions, Jennifer?
Yeah,
you still have more?
No,
we covered everything.
We got them all. So what do you think, guys? You think I should get the flu shot? I'm feeling like I was pretty convinced that I was going to get it. Had no idea that when I posted, we're going to talk about the flu shot, that everyone's going to bombard my inbox. Literally, I got bombarded. Sorry, I'm still going for it. I feel like I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And Brian, it's a good thing. It's a good thing for all of us that we had it. If you're going to do that, that's going to help us as well. But you're going to do it for yourself because, again, you cannot afford. When I say you cannot afford, because I know how hardworking you are. You love going to work.
Right.
You wake up at 5 in the morning because I know you text me at 5 in the morning. You wake up at 5 in the morning.
Sorry,
and you go.
Sorry.
No, I love it. I'm on the road at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
So you're a hardworking guy. You don't want to miss any time from work. You're also active. You're busy. You like to be on the bike. You like to do this. You like to, all the time you have something going on.
Yeah.
And being sick for a few days is not a good feeling.
You can't keep up that pace.
Right.
You really can't. Well, I'm ready to go. I'm going to go tomorrow morning.
Beautiful.
After we go live, guys, I'm going to get the flu shot. And then actually we're going to go live twice tomorrow because I'm going to be cooking in the kitchen. And it's going to be Cooking with the Captain again. We're back with Chef Gearson at Off the Hook in Rose Seafood. That's going to be fun.
I love that. By the way, I watched it last time. I love it.
Oh, you like it?
I love it.
Oh, wait till you see what we're doing this week.
Really? What are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing pumpkin seared sea scallops.
Mm.
And we're doing a fresh risotto.
Wow.
It's going to be phenomenal.
Wow.
Really nice.
Wow. What time is that?
We're going to be 10:45.
10:45 tomorrow.
10:45. I'm going to cook it up. We're going to make it happen.
Is there any way, like, your chef can put the menu after that? Meaning, like, how he made it
we'll
and everything?
Oh, we'll post it. Yeah. We'll do that for you.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Just for you, Doc.
Thank you. Because sometimes I cannot watch the whole thing. I watch it at night.
Oh,
I watch
God.
Some
he
of it.
He doesn't even
then
watch the whole show.
No.
It's so disappointing.
Unfortunately.
My ego is just bruised right now,
I watch
now,
majority
Doc.
Of it. But okay. We have it running all the time.
Absolutely.
In the office.
Non-stop.
It's therapeutic for us. Therapeutic.
This guy is killing me.
Who else do you have tomorrow?
We have Sam Comro. He's the guy who has Tourette's syndrome, which I should have asked you about that.
Okay.
He has Tourette's syndrome,
yep.
And he's a famous comedian that went to the finals in America's Got Talent.
Yes.
I have Ali Sadiq, who he's a reformed prisoner. He rehabilitated himself. You know what he did? Became a comedian in prison. And started telling jokes to the other inmates.
Wonderful.
And now he's a famous motivational speaker.
Good
he's
for him.
He's come out. He's done amazing. He's got three 1-hour specials on Comedy Central.
When is he going to be on the show?
7 o'clock. I know. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning and 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Hours back to back. It's a twofer tomorrow. And then we got the 10:45 captain's log. Wow. I got nothing else to do tomorrow except record. Wow. You guys are going to be live with me all day. How upset are you going to be to see me all day?
That's wonderful. And we have Captain Brian all the time in our TVs, all the time running.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Love it. Love it.
All right, guys, this is the Captain's Log. This is Dr. Dollar. Make you holler. He's got all the answers to your questions all the time. DM us. By the way, if you have more questions, you can always post them in the comments and let us know, because we will read all the comments. We'll respond to you. We'll let you know if you need to get help immediately or you just have to call the captain. It's different. It's not the same as calling the doctor.
Right. There's 911 and there's call the captain.
Yeah.
We should come up with a number like 211.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Very similar, but right. Two different.
Right, totally. Completely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're out. We gotta go. It's getting deep in here.